Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you because it is that time. We are right there at Thanksgiving. And we love Thanksgiving here in America. We eat turkey, we do a whole thing. But what about if you were, I don't know, maybe someone who couldn't eat Thanksgiving turkey dinners because you were, I don't know, a monster and you eat other stuff? Let's find out about it, shall we? Here's a funny one for you. It's called Fangsgiving. It was written by Ethan Long. It's read today by Mommy and... What do you call yourself today? Who are you? What do you say? What's that? He's hissing. Like a pot or a kettle. Or a creeper? Are you gonna explode on me? Oh my goodness. Friends, he's a creeper from Minecraft. Please don't explode on me. I really don't want to be exploded on. I better keep away from him. Pay attention because I've got other monsters in this story. Are you ready? Here we go. It was the fourth Thursday in November, and the monsters gathered for their annual Thanksgiving feast. Everyone chipped in. Virginia whipped up the sweet potato casserole. Sandy mixed the stuffing. Mumford made the cranberry sauce. Of course, Vladimir prepared the turkey. He knew how to cook it just right. This is very surprising to me because I didn't think monsters ate turkey and cranberries and stuffing and sweet potatoes. But apparently they do. And just so that we know, you can picture this in your head. Virginia is a werewolf. Sandy is a witch. And Mumford is a mummy. Appropriately named. Okay, then out of nowhere, Vladimir, who is the vampire, heard a honk, honk, honk. And look at this.
Uncle Gus, Aunt Betsy, Joey, and Shmoey, what a pleasant surprise,
he says. Vladimir loved seeing his family, even when they dropped by unexpectedly. It was a happy reunion, and Vladimir invited them inside. And Aunt Bessie says to him, Vladdy, as she comes up for a great big hug.
Everyone, this is my family. Family, this is everyone.
Oh my, what is that interesting smell?
Says his aunt.
Mashed potatoes with garlic,
says Sandy the witch. Says Aunt Bessie, because you have to understand, in the famous stories about vampires, they don't like garlic. Aunt Bessie whipped up another batch, this time with eyeballs and earwax. Would you like to have mashed potatoes with eyeballs and earwax? Yuck, me neither. Uncle Gus inspected the turkey. Of course, he had his own method.
Now that's what you call a turkey,
he says, because he has got some sort of like Frankenstein machinery, and he's put a bunch of stuff on the turkey, electrons and zappers and lines and gizmos and gadgets, and he has zapped the turkey into oblivion. Joey and Shmoey helped Fran make the pumpkin pie. So Frankenstein is Fran. And Joey and Shmoey are twin vampires. But it turned into a lumpkin pie. Because here's what they have done. The aunt comes up and says,
they just love maggot meatballs.
They've put maggot meatballs in the pumpkin pie. Ooh, yuck. Can you imagine? Ugh. And then there was Spike, who never met anything He didn't want to swallow anything. And Spike is a big dog, I guess, that belongs to them. And Vladimir loved his family, but they were quickly making a monstrosity of the Thanksgiving feast.
Balloon burps, yum,
says his cousin.
Snail spit makes everything taste good, says his aunt.
It needs one more good zap,
says his uncle. And their turkey is completely gross looking, completely fried. Looks like a big piece of charred bird. But it didn't stop there. The bean casserole had 10 sticks of boogie butter in it. And mashed potatoes had a strange look to them because there was eyeballs in it, right? And the biscuits were as hard as headstones. Ugh. And the turkey, let's just say that Uncle Gus cooked it to death. But because they were family, Vladimir was determined to make the best of it.
Okay, everyone, gather around.
Uh-oh.
Is it morning already? Could somebody shut the window? The sun is burning my eyes,
says his uncle, because the ghost had opened the window to let the sun shine in. But then when he closes it, the room went black.
Bad idea.
Yeah, you can't see anything. Maybe the food will taste better if we can't see it.
What is that crunching sound?
Somebody turn on the light.
And when the light went on, Thanksgiving was gone. Dog gone. Spike, their dog, had devoured everything. For Vladimir, this was the last straw.
You ruined Thanksgiving,
he says.
What do you mean we ruined Thanksgiving?
Says his uncle.
We were only trying to help,
say his cousins.
Vladi, you can't be mad at us,
she says, his aunt.
We're family,
says his aunt. Aunt Bessie was right. They were family. And if Vladimir remembered correctly, family worked together. So he demanded a do-over. They cooked all day. They used whatever they could find. They made potato peel pudding. They cooked a bread crust casserole. They baked turkey bone biscuits. And they even made a batch of flea bean dip with just a touch of garlic. And that evening, with some corn dogs they found in the freezer, out came the perfect turkey.
Now that's how you cook a turkey,
says his uncle. And what they've done, it took me a second to understand because I got lost looking at the picture. What they've done is they have stacked the corn dogs in such a way that they look like a turkey. That's silly.
That looks amazing,
the witch says.
Great work, everyone.
Are corn dogs made of real dogs?
Asks the ghost, which it is my pleasure to inform you that is not the case. They are not made out of dog. But just to keep things safe, they did, in fact, put the dog outside. So on the fourth Friday in November, everyone gave thanks. Even Spike was grateful in his own way. There they all are, sitting in front of their meal, saying their prayers, and getting ready to eat this strange meal to the best of their abilities. And try not to think too much about the logistics of that. And of course, the food was to die for. And we can see them crunching and smacking and slurping and. And that our very good friends, is one way you could celebrate Thanksgiving if you were a monster. It's not how we will be celebrating Thanksgiving, but it could be if we were monsters. Right? Yeah. Well, I guess you kind of are, aren't you, my little creeper?
Was. He was a monster, but now he's exploded.
And I guess that's it for me. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.